This is the psychic warfare syringe with which to fuck pricks. Now, as the real Tony Stark, Tim Tony Stark Refat, is dedicated to developing all manner of weapon systems, not only in real number space. We've got Lockheed Martin and British Aerospace, and we've got Sukhoi, all of these developing real number weapons. But remember, complex number weapons, which are based on the physics of complex numbers, have real world effects. And of course, what's so good about them is they are invisible, silent weapons for quiet wars. So you can wage full-scale warfare, taking out the command and control of the West using these weapon systems. And since all the Westerners are deaf, dumb, and blind, it's the perfect way to completely turn the command and control of the West into wetware. Wetware operated by those who have control of the noosphere. Now, we know that the Americans have been spending hundreds of billions on control of the noosphere, mainly through Hollywood and the music industry and their fake news, and now Google and Facebook and Twitter. So it must come as a surprise to the Americans to find out they've now become the American Indians, with my people being the white settlers with Gatling guns, blowing them away. But remember, more Indians were killed by the diseases that the white men brought to the Americas than by guns and knives and Gatling guns and cannons. So, of course, in our psychic warfare syringe, we go into the realm of the assassin, who uses poison as his favorite weapon. We see, of course, the British bleating that the Schiphols were attacked by Russian Novichok nerve agent, as if the Novichok had a stamp on it saying made in Russia, but not made in Portendown. And of course, since Portendown analyzed the Novichok, we'll never actually know whether it actually was the Russians who poisoned the Schiphols or the British who poisoned the Schiphols as a false flag to demonize Putin, who they want to burn alive in The Hague in a microwave Milosevic cell, rather like the British want to burn me alive in my own flat. At the moment, there's a huge microwave van under the block of flats, beaming like mad at the floor, desperately trying to heat up the bunker, because having failed to strip the bunker, they're now in panic mode because they know they're fucked. So you can see, of course, how much fun it will be when Theresa May wakes up tomorrow to the screaming Americans bleeding from every orifice because the psychic warfare syringe has been released to the public. Now, this was built in Vietnam and was the type of syringe used on U.S. servicemen in Vietnam. And we can also use the syringes used on Americans in Korea to produce the Manchurian candidate. So, in fact, with this service, we're producing Manchurian candidates, which are mind-control slave wetware that do our bidding, or we're poisoning the victims. And if you've got the knife missile, there is a special holder on the knife missile for a syringe, so you can simply have the knife missile flying off, syringing your victim, flying back to into your pile of syringes, all filled up with specific poisons, and then flying off again to inject the next person. So you can simply go through all of the A-listers, all of the Bilderbergers, decide what poison you want to inject them with, and then if you've got the knife, missile, and ADA, it's all done automatically. So as you can see, we're revolutionizing poisoning, lobotomy, and turning our victims into Manchurian candidates. So the Russians, if they want to use this, or the Vietnamese, should use syringes that were used on the Americans in Vietnam and or Korea. Now, since a lot of American servicemen captured in Korea went off to Russia to be played with, then, of course, when the Russian psychic warfare experts are trying to copy my technology, they should use, preferably for them, the syringes used on the Americans from the time of the Korean War. Was that 50 to 52? And the Vietnamese should preferably use the syringes used on the American prisoners of war during the Vietnam War. Now, with the syringe, you get a clear crystal and a dark crystal. The dark one is the crystal that generates the poison syringe. And within the syringe, you can manifest in complex number space any poison you like. Now, a starting point for what you're going to inject into Andrew Parker or the Koch brothers or Theresa May or Merkel or John Mighty Moustache Bolton or the sadist-in-chief Haspel, you want my first book on psychic warfare, which in the papers from the Defense Intelligence Agency has the whole section on MKUltra and the chemicals they used for the MKUltra program, because basically the psychic warfare syringe is bringing the whole MKUltra program to produce assassins, mind-controlled Manchurian candidates into the 21st century, into complex number space, and manifesting in complex number space the poison chemical we want to inject into the victim, which then has real world effects, and you want to inject them five times to go from the 0.2, the 20% level, to the near 100% level to have an effect on the victim. Now, of course, if you want to carry out a Ferguson, that's giving someone a brain hemorrhage, you can simply manifest drain cleaner, sulfuric acid, or hydrochloric acid, or if you're a real bastard, hydrofluoric acid, which is the most noxious of the acids, not the strongest, but produces cancer and just keeps on going, in the syringe. And then you, for example, go up to Mad Dog Mathis and inject him through the eye five times in each eye with the hydrofluoric acid, which will then cause brain damage or a brain hemorrhage in the frontal lobes of Mad Dog Mathis. If, of course, you want to do it to Nathaniel Rothschild, you can then inject him. Remember, the syringe has a needle that can penetrate right into the brain, in the ear section, into the insular cortex, to inject hydrofluoric acid or nitric acid into the insular cortex to cause heart problems in Nathaniel Rothschild. And not to leave out Alexander de Rothschild, you can then fill your syringe with some more hydrofluoric acid, inject them in the back of the head five times to damage the occipital lobes to do with vision, to cause degeneration of their sight, or into the optic nerve to damage the optic nerve or into the retina to damage the retina. Now, of course, one can cause the Babs or the Terry Pratchett fast onset Alzheimer's by putting into the syringe the chemical associated with the plaques and injecting plaque into the brain of the victim, be it Theresa May or be it Macron or Merkel or Mogherini or any of the other filth like Lagarde or Warren Buffett or Branson or his children, injected into the brain 5 times, and with a crystal, dark crystal, you simply get the picture of the cunt on your computer screen and touch the point of the black crystal with your right hand onto the screen, and the syringe gets injected 5 times with whatever poison you want into the brain. So as you can see, what we're doing is doing the MK Ultra and the Mengele experiments from the Nazis in complex number space. And thanks to the built-in eye-to-the-eye processor in the crystals, we then get real-world effects. Now, of course, if you want the victim to be lobotomized, you then, of course, inject noxious compound into the frontal lobes through the eyes. Remember, a full frontal lobotomy is simply putting a wire through the eye socket into the front of the brain and then using a wire to destroy the front of the brain, both eyes, both sides. That is what was done to Jack Nicholson in One Flies Over the Cuckoo's Nest. So one can see that putting in mercury or arsenic or strontium-90 or cobalt-60 in complex number space into the syringe and then injecting it into the frontal lobes of Andrew Parker or the head of MI6, another wank, or the head of the Joint Chiefs or the torture-in-chief Haspel, will then attrite their frontal lobes, lowering their intelligence after you've done it 5 times to the point where they are incapable of doing their job. So if you're a Russian, with all of the energy you're getting from the World Cup, this then means that you can move from the North 1 to ice space. So imagine you're pulling on a huge bungee cord that's trying to pull you back to the North, but you've got the World Cup, all that lovely worship energy from the World Cup coming into Russia, which pulls you into ice space. And once, of course, you're in ice space, you can then create your own syringe using the talismanic 1950s or Vietnamese version of the syringe, which you haven't got any. You should make some from blueprints, and you're off to the races. Without the World Cup's energy, you wouldn't be able to get into ice space, and you would have to depend upon me to get you into ice space, which isn't going to happen. But thanks to the World Cup, the problem is solved. You've got all of that lovely energy from the World Cup to pull you into ice space, the West on the Argand diagram. And once you're there, you can then operate complex number physics weapon systems, which I've built, and you'll find lying around in ice space under goodies for Ruskies to FUBAR Western Vermin. So follow the signs, follow the yellow brick road to the psychicwarfare.com Rusky Armory, our export version. And you must wonder why I'm giving all of these free weapons to the Ruskies and the Vietnamese and the Chinese. Well, it's the same methodology as the drug dealer who gives away free drugs to school children to get them addicted, it gets them addicted to my weapon systems, and of course I've got a huge armory of more and more and more advanced weapon systems, which I can then sell to my addicts. So as they see Pompeo getting a stroke, or Nathan Rothschild getting a heart attack, or the old mysterious death, then they'll get addicted to the technology. So one can see that's the basic dark crystal of the psychic warfare syringe. But let's now look at the physics and what underlies this weapon system, which is the poisoner's art brought to psychic assassination, which is now real-world assassination, and real-world lobotomization, and real-world slavery. Now, something I would recommend before I go off into my little Tony Stark part, where I go into the physics and maths of what's going on, we want to definitely look at the serpent and the rainbow, which is all about the chemical that turns humans into zombies. And this, I would highly recommend the Russians experiment with and inject into the entire command and control of NATO in order to degrade their capability of fighting war dramatically overnight. So in The Serpent and the Rainbow, this guy goes to Haiti to try and find how zombies are made, and finds that some toxic poison from fish causes severe neurological damage when given to the victim, and the victim then becomes a brain-damaged zombie. So this is, I would recommend, the chemical of first choice for the forced zombieization of the entire command and control of the West, specifically NATO. And colonels all the way to the top should be processed. So as you can see, the Russians and the Chinese, etc., will have a wonderful time experimenting and seeing what degradation they can do to the brains of the NATO command and control using complex number physics, the Tim Rifat, Tony Stark weapon systems. And as you can see, the Americans will be screaming and spitting blood at Theresa May tomorrow when she wakes up to go to work. So you can see how much fun it is. Now, looking at the maths first, a syringe is a eye-to-the-eye weapon system, but in this case, one sees it's just like a gun. The syringe you squeeze and the contents inside go through the syringe, and then you penetrate the free space of the victim and eye to the eye them. So you've got minus eye to the eye going into eye to the eye of the victim. So that means that the syringe, like the gun, doesn't require any energy. So you can literally have a billion syringes, and if you've got a knife missile, they can go around the planet, not only syringing the command control of NATO, but you can then syringe all the blacks in Africa, all the whites in Europe, all the Hispanics in America for the Georgia Guidestone reality, which will come 25 years from now, when the command and control, the leaders, are either dead or the complete wetware of the Kremlin and Beijing and Hanoi and Pyongyang, or they pay anything and everything to me to protect them against this technology. Then, of course, we go on to ethnic cleansing. The problem of the planet is there are too many people, but you can't go around killing off the whole population, but you can do, because now we've got the Dale Winton weapon system, which I invented, where we have the mysterious death. The 63-year-old Dale Winton just drops down dead in his flat, which can be used as the app, the Dale Winton app, for the unexplained death of healthy people. So as you can see, 2 billion syringes filled with the toxic poison distilled from Dale Winton's silent death, injected into the 2 billion Negroes, and Bob your uncle, suddenly a plague develops, rather like the one in India with the Napal bat virus that is 70% efficient at killing people. Similarly, with the syringe, we can go into other aspects of it at our leisure, because this is a really, 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 really long MP3 that would be, except I'm going to break off halfway through and do the rest another time. But looking at the maths, we've got an eye to the eye engine coupled to a minus eye to the eye engine, which is the syringe. And therefore, if you tabulate, minus eye to the eye is minus 0.2 or minus 20%, and the eye to the eye is 0.2 or 20%. Hence, the energy used by the weapon system, like the gun, is zero. So you can literally have a trillion syringes, and it's not requiring energy from you. And remember, the Russians have now access, thanks to their man Abramovich, who was running the long game to gain control of football, because remember, the Russians have been into psychic warfare since, what, the 30s, 1930s. It wasn't as if they didn't understand the importance of football, the world religion. Now, of course, they were fucked because Chelsea didn't win the Premier League. Man City did that because all the power comes to me. And I can then use the Qatar World Cup, which comes next, already in the past, because Man City won the Premier League. The Muslim Mo Salah won the Golden Boots Award. Liverpool might even win the Champions League, who knows. I can then stick in the Qatar 2022 Olympics to get all that power back now in 2018 to enhance my power for changing reality and, of course, implementing my hit list. So as you can see, the Russians might be enabled to use that energy for acting as my shock troops. But all the power comes to me, and I'm simply got the power. Why Feigenbaum period doubling? There's no Russian who's both male and female, a unity state. I am, so there's no Russian that's a two-state. They're all way down in the strange attractor state. And that's the level that the Russians are using the energy from the World Cup, because they don't have anyone who's gone beyond the eagle and simply is in the one state, let alone the 2, 4, 8, or 16. So as you can see, no skin off my nose if I give them the power of the World Cup from that level of being. As you can see, my knowledge of exotic physics really is in the Tony Stark Marvel comic book league. Unfortunately for the Western dogs, it's real. Now, next, we look at the research by Digital that all chemical, enzymatic, biological reactions are frequencies, and that the molecules that carry them out, be they a protease, which breaks down protein, amylase, which breaks down carbohydrate, lipase, which breaks down lipids, those are enzymes, or arsenic, or heroin, cocaine, or any other chemical, produces a frequency which in the 0 to 20 hertz range. And if this frequency is beamed at the person, they will then react as if they were injected with that chemical. So one can see how the Rothschilds and Soros and Buffett and the Bilderbergers, who are flooding the West with migrants, have been using oxytocin, which is the hormone released to get a woman to ruin her body and serve a squealing little piglet called a baby and bury her hands in its shit and piss and have her brain transformed by the process of birth to be turned into a zombie mother, losing all higher brain function by oxytocin, which is released when she gets pregnant. So if you get the digital frequency of oxytocin, or more accurately, the amplitude modulated frequency of oxytocin, and can broadcast it through the cell phone network or through televisions, or simply have transmitters, oxytocin transmitters, beaming away, then of course you will then get the population of the West not rioting and tearing apart the migrants, but treating them like their own children and babies, which of course we get in the West. So it seemed rather strange to me that white people who were endemically racist in the 70s, when I was a teenager and young man, and even more racist in the 60s, when I just became a teenager, had suddenly turned into these migrant-loving white pussies that were scared shitless about being accused of being a racist. I, since I'm Negro black, have no bone to pick, but I'm simply going over the science. So one knows that oxytocin broadcast in the frequency rather than injecting people with oxytocin has caused the sea change in Western civilization, which now, of course, has brought the wonders of the migrant children's rapid rise to ultra-violence in London that's made it more violent than New York. But one can see that making oxytocin in complex number space, then injecting this stuff into the victim will then have a profound effect and make that person love you and want to nurture you. Hence, of course, we've got the clear crystal for injecting into the victim non-poisons that will fuck them like oxytocin. So the clear crystal's there to inject non-poisonous compounds into the person, things like adrenaline, which when pumped into the person will get them in the fight or flight mode. So if you keep pumping adrenaline, for example, into your competitor at work, then of course he will fly off the handle and go into a rage and be before human resources and sacked. Because of course the adrenaline will block out the oxytocin frequency from the transmitters, and the white boy will revert back to his norm, which is a racist bastard, which can be seen with the Russians. The Russians aren't oxytocined, so the white Russians are all incredibly racist and think of blacks as dogs, as they said to Reggie Yates from the BBC, a black man going to Russia to interview them. Which, of course, if you've got an office with non-whites, will get him sacked. The same with the boss. Similarly, you can inject with the clear crystal the Harvey Weinstein concoction distilled from the walking pig Weinstein, so that your colleague or boss sexually harasses women at work, getting him reprimanded, sacked. So you can see the clear crystal is very, very, very useful. And you don't even have to work out the chemicals. You've got the distillate, the Harvey Weinstein, all ready and waiting. And if he's queer, gay, then you can distill from the actor, who's now a pariah for abusing, harassing male actors. And if you want to turn them into a child molesting pedo, you've always got Roman Polanski, who were drugged and I think he sodomized, actually, the little 14-year-old girl. I'm not quite sure. I might be wrong there, Roman. You might have just had coitus. But as you can see, the clear crystal is for that. And remember, you can simply inject them again and 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 again. Similarly, for the drug addict, you can inject the complex number version of drugs into the person in order to get the effect of the drugs. And if you look at the MK Ultra section in my first book, all of those lovely chemicals can be tried on your victims. The Russians, of course, will know exactly what chemicals, exactly what to do, because remember, they've had a huge program of their own mirroring MK Ultra. Now, since all chemical reactions, enzymatic, biological, or a frequency, that means that we're not dealing in complex number space with the chemical, say cocaine. We simply want the frequency of cocaine, which has the same effect as cocaine in the real world with eye to the eye. Now you say, oh, I don't know the frequency of cocaine. Easy. You just look up cocaine addicts on the internet, upload the frequency from them with the clear quartz crystal, then download it into the dark crystal to inject into the victim. So you see, the clear one can upload the Harvey Weinstein shit selectively, the Polanski. We had some mental nutter who knifed to death the woman that gave him a home out of charity. You can distill that with a clear crystal, stick in the black crystal, and then inject your victim with that to turn them into someone who's always thinking about knifing their wife, or knifing their girlfriend, or knifing their mother. Now, since E equals HF, energy equals Planck's constant times frequency, one can see that what we're saying is that chemicals can be duplicated by F frequency, and frequency, when multiplied by Planck's constant, H, gives you E. So what we're saying is simply energy. Pure and simple, can cause any chemical change in the human body that we wish. Now this energy, as I've explained in other MP3s, when displayed in real number space, goes into the five-dimensional Riemann manifold as gravity in the fifth dimension, producing light. But when you have energy in complex number space with the I in front, you're moving it through right angles. And of course complex numbers can be I or can be quaternions. Then of course we've got Grassmann algebra, we've got octonions and Sidonians. And as we get into more complex numbers, we start to get non-abelian behavior. So IE is not the same as EI, which means that when you start using complex numbers, which are non-abelian, ...90 degrees energy is not the same as energy 90 degrees. Those two operations are not the same. For I, they're the same, but as we go up to non-abelian complex numbers, they're not. What does this mean? Well, we explained before that energy in complex number space doesn't produce this huge burst of light like a bomb. It produces changes in the Hilbert space. Now, what is the effect of injecting a drug into a human? It is I to the I. So you can see ingesting drugs is pure I to the I. The three space of the drug, when ingested into the three space of the victim, I to the eyes. Now, since the drug itself is a frequency which has the same effect, we know that if we have a frequency into the victim, get the same effect. But the frequency is simply energy. So energy which has been turned through 90 degrees in complex number space, having the signature of that poison, will cause that same effect in the victim. And the eye to the eye is done by the poison in the victim, eye to the eye in them. And how does this work? Well, one can think of Hilbert space. Hilbert space where you inject yourself with heroin, and the Hilbert space where you don't inject yourself with heroin. And somehow, with complex number physics, you can jump through the multiverse to the timeline where you're a heroin junkie, and get the real world effect from eye to the eye affecting you. So one can see that we're using multiversal physics here The other one where, say, you put arsenic into the victim, there is, in Wheel of Space, the multiverse, an infinite number of probabilities, and there is a probability out there, a probability space, where you inject, eat arsenic, and poison yourself. Now, all complex number physics does with a syringe is find that probability, that timeline, change the timeline using the energy in complex number space. As I've told you, detonating energy in complex number space changes your position in the multiverse or erases timelines in the multiverse. So one can see that IE is not the same as EI. One erases your position in complex number space, all your realities, while the other one locks you into a timeline in another multiverse to give that effect. So as you can see, in the multiverse, there is a timeline where you drop dead the Dale Winton way. And if you use this technology to erase all timelines apart from the Dale Winton one and find that Dale Winton one, I to the E to the I, not the same, then the only timeline displayed for you to walk along is the Dale Winton timeline where you are found dead from unexplained causes in your own home. Hence, one can see why you've got two crystals, a clear one and a dark one. One erases Wheel of Space, Hilbert Space, the multiverse. The other one locks into the specific probability, that timeline, where you manifest that poison, illness, death. So one can see the fascinating complexity of this technology, which only a super genius like Tony Stark Refat could come up with. In the next MP3, part 2, we'll go into more of the wonderful, wonderful details of the psychic warfare syringe and how to use it to do anything which a chemical or enzyme or hormone, etc., could do, or cobalt 60 or strontium 90 could do to a victim, to an actual victim. So it revolutionizes reality, because with a psychic warfare syringe, you can become one of my underlings. I'm the torturer-in-chief, the chief chemist of the Poison Guild, and I have got a chemistry degree, just by chance. And here we are going into the real-world Assassin's Creed, teaching you the art of the poisoner and how poisoning and MKUltra have now been revolutionized by complex number physics and E equals MC squared in complex number space, and the fact that any poison is simply a frequency. Frequencies are simply energy, and energy is in complex number space, and we simply need to find that energy in the multiverse, bring it into this timeline using I to the I, which is done by automatically by the syringe, the minus I to the I, which is the syringe unloading, can be thought of erasing 20% of reality. What reality? The reality where the target's healthy, and making 20% reality where the target has locked into the multiverse where they're afflicted by the energy from the poison from another timeline. And after you've done it five times, you've erased their probability of being in this timeline and manifested them in the other timeline's energy. So you don't need to move them into another multiversal timeline to poison them. You simply take the energy from the timeline where they die or are poisoned. And that's energy. Energy can be transferred through complex number space by IE, EI. So you can see the gun is simply IE, EI. I'm not going to go into the exact details because then you'll get fucking lost. But you can see that we can take energy from the timeline where you die of arsenic poisoning, bring it into complex number space, then transfer it to this timeline, which will then make the person be afflicted with the same symptoms, not by arsenic in their bloodstream, but by the energy of arsenic, which has a frequency, which causes the same real-world effect. And when, of course, they're autopsied, they won't find anything. So the realm of deniable, silent killing is here. And anyone who needs to be killed can be killed, and there is nothing anyone can do about it, nothing proven. It is the perfect way of killing with no telltale evidence to ever get you prosecuted. Enjoy!